Mohammed had always kept operations close to Hil Weyn, on the coast of the Mudug region of Somalia. It was hundreds of miles south of the Gulf, and despite the highly public taking of the Maersk Alabama and subsequent killing of the pirates by U.S. Navy SEALs in 2009, it had always been a lucrative territory. It presented its own issues, such as erratic weather and choppier seas, but on the whole, it was an area pirates dreamed of, and Dhaqat had no plans on relinquishing a single bit of control. Abshir thought of his father, and how proud he would be if they could pull off an attack his first time out. His clansmen and fellow pirates would hail him. It would be known that he was worthy to take over for his father when the time came. The smile on Abshir's face amused Kafi, for he'd seen it many times in the faces of young, inexperienced pirates. He knew it would last until they got close to the ship. The size of the vessel would wipe that smile right off, and what they might be forced to do once on the ship would keep that smile away permanently. His had never returned. "You do not show fear," Kafi shouted at the young men. "You make them show fear. You make them wet themselves when we come aboard. The first one to resist gets hit." Kafi pantomimed with the butt of his own AK-47. "The second one to resist gets shot. Anyone with a weapon gets shot. Do not hesitate. Shoot. Aim for the belly. It may not kill them, and their cries for mercy will keep the others in line. Do you hear what I say?" They all nodded as adrenaline started to pump through their systems. The minutes it took to close in on the ship were the longest minutes of Abshir's life. The ship grew larger and larger as they grew closer. Once they were less than a couple hundred yards away, the ship's klaxons began to blare, warning the crew that an attack was coming. The clock began to tick. It was assumed someone from the ship would send out a distress call to the nearest task force vessel, but Dhaqat had already done his research and knew the closest vessel was more than 400 miles away. It would take that vessel a minimum of 8 hours at flank speed to reach them. And they would have things well under control within 8 hours. The plan was to hijack the ship, steam it close to Dhaqat's mothership where they'd take the ship's crew, and exchange it for a full crew of his own. The container ship would be steamed down the Somali coast to a port that he controlled, while the crew would be taken back to his base in Hil Weyn. The ship's cargo would be sold, and the crew would be ransomed. His father's plan in mind, Abshir's finger twitched near the trigger of his AK-47. The container ship was massive, and even if it held nothing but grains, it would be worth millions. The crew would be worth almost as much, as he spotted the German flag flying from a pole above what he assumed was the bridge. They wouldn't fetch the same price as Americans, but close enough. Najib turned the skiff parallel with the container ship, making sure not to get caught in the wake of the massive boat. Kafi raised a bullhorn to his mouth and announced, "You will stop! Stop this ship! You will be boarded! Do not resist or you will die! Do not touch your weapons or you will all die!" Far above, heads and faces peered over the side, and Tarabi waved his RPG about, showing them that he could blow a hole in the hull of the ship if they did not comply. Many of the heads ducked back, but some still watched as Tarabi aimed the RPG at them and put the sight to his eye. That sent them scurrying back from the rail.
"Lower your ladders," Kafi ordered. "Do not make me ask again."
He looked over his shoulder at Tarabi.
"Or my friend will sink you."
Just as Kafi was about to get impatient, three ladders were dropped down. Kafi motioned for Abshir to go first. The boy slung his rifle and took hold of the ladder, careful not to lose his footing and fall into the churning waters. If he did, he'd be lost forever, pushed under by the wake of the ship and more than likely shredded by the huge aft propellers. Abshir climbed as fast as he could, finally getting to the top and over the rail. Kafi waited for the sign, and when it came, he took the RPG from Tarabi and nodded for him to follow. The large young man made it up the ladder in a third of the time it took Abshir and his scrawny arms.
"You follow as soon as I am up top," Kafi said to Najib. "Let the skiff go. It will be destroyed under this ship and no evidence will be left."
Najib nodded, even though he didn't need Kafi to say anything. It was not his first run and he was well aware of the procedure. But Kafi was in charge. He timed the jump perfectly. He positioned the skiff next to the ladder so all he had to do was grab it as soon as he let go of the rudder. With all his strength, Najib hauled himself up the ladder as the skiff became submerged and then lost.